It's a difficult choice because you've always got to consider the wider ramifications, both for civilian populations in what remains of Syria and also for the world repercussions, particularly the impact on the wider Muslim-Islam community. All those factors got to be taken into account. But that being said, we are already bombing ISIL in Iraq. We are not proposing a massive, absolutely decisive extension through what is being proposed in Parliament tomorrow. But what we are doing is making sure that we are more effective against an organization that wishes us no good, that is out to kill us and out to destroy the civilized values that most people in our society support.
There will be a lot of people who agree with you, John, but to the counter argument, to the people who don't agree with the idea of adding more bombs to that region, they'll say it doesn't work now and it won't work after this, and it will just increase the problem of in Syria and also have more refugees coming to Europe.
I think the one thing refugees dread more than anything else is any extension of the ISIL regime, because it's that regime that people are actually fleeing from. I think some of those criticisms would be in place if it weren't for the case that there are clear strategic military objectives here and also clear and sensible political objectives. So, for example, we're going to attack ISIL. We need to attack them in their stronghold of Raqqa, in their base, from where they plan all their attacks upon Iraq and upon the Western world. Equally, we wouldn't be doing that if we didn't have in place some kind of strategy to deal with the defeat of ISIL, which hopefully will come not too soon. And there are a lot of negotiations, both in Vienna and elsewhere, with everybody on side trying to put in place a diplomatic solution, which hopefully will sustain itself when ISIL are defeated. But there is no option but to defeat ISIL, because they are not a party you can negotiate with. And they're clearly people who've got very, very malevolent and evil designs, on the West and on other Islamic nations.
The target, obviously, like you said, is Islamic State, which pretty much most people agree is absolutely a terrifying group and organization of people. But in the midst of all that are civilians who have done nothing wrong, who potentially will get harmed by these airstrikes.
Well, potentially, but I think the risks are probably lower than people are. Would have thought initially, because I'm assured, and I have no other evidence to the contrary, that in all our bombing raids in the Iraq bit owned by ISIL so far, the targeting has been so significantly improved beyond what we might expect, so that no civilian deaths have been recorded. I mean, we're talking not about indiscriminate Dresden-like bombing here, or wild and targeted bombing, or anything like that. We're talking about a stiletto approach, a very sophisticated approach on military and command centers. And those are the places that have to be destroyed if ISIL are to be defeated on the ground or anywhere else.
You obviously represent a large amount of people here on Merseyside, John. What do you think the general consensus is from people that you represent about the idea of adding more bombs to Syria then?
I don't think there is a general consensus. I think people are divided by this. I think people have a range of views on this, and there are intelligent views on both sides, and I wouldn't denigrate anything anybody has to say on this subject as long as it's thought through. At the same time, I'm not aware that there is a solution on the table that doesn't involve the effective destruction of ISIL at some point in time. And that though it is a very, very difficult moral dilemma, if we were to stop the flood of refugees, if we were to stop the atrocities of the kind that we saw in Paris, if we were to stop the ISIL, planning all this from the strongholds within the Islamic State, then I think we need to do what our allies are asking us to do, which is join in the combined worldwide combat of a very evil and dangerous force.
We've obviously gone down this route before of dangerous forces, particularly in the Middle East. People will look at what happened with the Iraq War, albeit I appreciate that was obviously a different scenario entirely. But military action in the Middle East didn't do as well in 2005.
Yeah, but I didn't vote for the Iraq War because I was not convinced that Saddam Hussein wished us any harm. If you want to find out what ISIL wish, you've only got to go to their websites and you will find them threatening us with death and destruction throughout the West and the destruction of our civilization. So, you know, if the question might have been, was Saddam Hussein a significant threat to the West? The answer, what probably of that was debatable. The question of, are ISIL a significant threat, is not debatable in any shape or form. They wouldn't wish to debate it. They're saying very loud and clear, yes, we are a threat to you. We want you out of the way. We will kill, maim, and do whatever it is necessary to do that, and we believe we're right in doing so. Now, under those circumstances, I think you have a case for acting in self-defense. The question is whether you're doing it in the most practical and sensible way. And I think the measures we're taking on, or likely to take on Wednesday, are not a horrendous escalation. They're not going to be a huge game changer, but they are going to add force to a general worldwide approach towards the defeat of ISIL, which surely has to come someday for the good of the world and for the good of civilization.
Like you said, there's deep divisions, and a lot of people have very strong views either for or against this particular issue. How do you think the vote will go tomorrow?
I think the vote will go through if the assurances from the government that there is an effective political plan behind the military action are there. And I think the fact that you've got now the Saudis, you've got Iran, you've got Russia all sitting down and agreeing on a common objective, which is to solve the Syrian problem through the defeat of ISIL, I think is a sign that things are moving in the right direction. Now, we can drag our feet on this or we can go ahead with this, and there are problems with both. But what we can't do, I think, is persuade ourselves that some negotiated settlement can be had with an organization like ISIL. They don't want negotiation. They don't believe in any of the values of tolerance or anything like that, or, you know, splitting the differences. These are people who have a very, very clear, positive and have a negative agenda towards the West, towards the other opinions in Islam, and they won't stop until they're actually defeated. They've got to be defeated.